We have so many great ideas coming through, so many things we want to accomplish. We just expand and stretch and then cut corners here and there, even when we know better. Then when you're in the moment, you want to capture that creativity. You don't want it to pass you by. Maybe you do stay up a little later, or maybe you get up a little earlier. And so other things may slide at times. And you know what? That's perfectly natural. The key is not to make that the norm. Good morning. I hope you're having a beautiful start to your day. It's Sheila here, and I'm actually just getting ready for a meeting, and I let myself sleep a little extra time today because I was up a little later than usual because I don't know about you, but on the full moon, I found my creativity kind of runs wild. So I've never done this before, but I thought I'd give it a shot because I'm often chatting with girlfriends while I'm getting ready in the morning. And so I'm almost ready. I wanted to do like a curly look today. And so you might see me, I have straight hair sometimes, I have wavy hair sometimes, my hair's up sometimes, sometimes it's curly. I get a lot of comments on my hair. I don't know, I think maybe it's the ginger, perhaps, because I mean, there's a lot of great hair out there, right? But I'm just want to tell you, and this is not what this live is about today, because I have something important I want to share with you about self-care for success. And I will share a story about what happened for me like just yesterday. And it does involve me getting that extra rest. And, but one thing I did want to share, just hair related, and this is not a hair tutorial. This is just literally, I want to get this done. I don't feel like wearing my hair up today. And when I curl my hair, it's good for sometimes 4 days. And I just have to brush it out, maybe touch it up if I feel like it, or it just goes wavy. Because I only wash my hair twice a week. The reason why I'm saying that is just hair, kind of on the hair spectrum. I lost a lot of hair over the last few years. Believe it or not, I have a lot to begin with. But thanks to this beautiful time of midlife, there are times in our bodies, our hormones are doing different things. Cortisol levels are impacted by stress, change, even good stress. Even when you're like, you know, choosing your stress, which is something that I like to do. I like to challenge myself. And so that involves me needing to expand my capacity. And so when I'm doing that, sometimes even as hard as I try, and I think you can relate to this. I feel like I should be talking into my brush as a microphone. I don't know why. Take me back to childhood singing into a hairbrush. But sometimes what ends up happening is we have so many great ideas coming through, so many things we want to accomplish. We just expand and stretch and then cut corners here and there, even when we know better. Even when, hey, I'm an integrative nutrition health coach. Hello. So I know the things. I know the things. But then when you're in the moment, you want to capture that creativity. You don't want it to pass you by. Maybe you do stay up a little later, or maybe you get up a little earlier. And so other things may slide at times. And you know what? That's perfectly natural. The key is not to make that the norm and to make sure that you actually are making space for yourself every single day. And when you're in like a really busy launch season, when you are starting something new, when you're welcoming new clients into your business, when you're traveling, maybe when your kids are home from school and you don't have the time that you normally would, you still need to build that in. So that's why I'm doing my hair now. And my hair has really come back because of some really cool hair protocols that I have that I've instituted with my nutritional and self-care wisdom that I've gleaned over like 31 years. So I'm going to actually just start by brushing my hair, and I'm not going to talk about my hair anymore unless there's something funny that happens. Because really what I wanted to talk about was self-care for success. Now, this is something that, you know, you hear self-care a lot. You hear people talk about it. I don't know about you. You brush your hair, a lot of hair falls out. I just like to say it's because it's long. But self-care for business is something that maybe they almost are opposing things. The self-care side and the business side. Because just like I mentioned, when you are starting something new, you are going to be unbalanced at times. And so the key is to not let your well-being slip, right? And so what ends up happening though for many of us is we let it slip and then it's hard to get back to it. And that's why, you know, when I think about my various friends and people who I know who it's like life is busy and okay, I'm going to get back to the gym or I'm going to get back to the yoga mat. And as they're doing that, it's like, oh, that means you left it. And it's okay. Like, no shame. Trust me. The past 4 months, my workout game has not been at full tilt. It's been sporadic. Initially, that was on purpose. But now I see it's not serving me because I had some kind of injury to my shoulder and a mild injury that I've been getting some support for if you're following my stories. And that's really why I wanted to address this. I was lying on my yoga mat this morning and just thinking about, okay, you know, I want to have full range of motion from my right shoulder. And it's going to take me actually really putting some intentional time into fixing that. And one of the key ingredients to fixing it is rest. That means not sitting for long hours in front of my computer. That means stopping when I say I'm going to stop, taking breaks when I say I'm going to take breaks, stretching for the full amount of time that I want to, that is my intention to do. And so as I was lying there this morning on my yoga mat, I thought, okay, well, this can't just be me. I have to talk about this right now. I have to share that there's got to be a different way for us to address our well-being while we are going after our big, bold, audacious dreams, because it doesn't need to be one or the other, right? The understanding that I have been gaining over the last number of years about trauma, and this is a new area in the last several years for me to really be talking about, and I'm talking about little traumas. I'm not talking about big internal family system traumas because I'm no expert on that, full disclaimer. But what happens is we will catastrophize and we will start to say, well, if I do this, then I can't do that. And what ends up happening is then we totally sabotage ourselves from ever having any growth. And so my model and what I'm trying to model imperfectly and what I'm wanting to do in community more so because we need each other is to really live self-care for business. The principle of having your goals and building them around a practice, a lifestyle, habits, whatever you want to call it, that support your well-being. And part of that is spending time with the people that you love, doing hobbies, not waiting until the success comes to actually enjoy your life. Like, that's a big one. I think we often say, you know, when I reach this milestone, then I'm going to treat myself to a weekend away or a spa getaway or, like, my goodness, like a quick dinner out or something. It really depends on where you're at in the financial scale. But, you know, treating yourself to whatever that thing is that you love. Maybe it's just like totally unplugging and going to the woods. Like one of my dear friends in Finland who, you know, they go to the forest and it's very simple and it's just so nourishing. And if you want to have a real hug, take one of your loves, go for a walk beneath the trees and hug there because you're also being hugged by the trees at the same time, which is pretty cool. That's another topic for another day. But so this whole idea about nourishing ourselves, what happens is we actually start to increase our capacity. And so as I was lying on my yoga mat, I was thinking about this because I was feeling so good in spite of having so much on my calendar and a lot of unfinished things that I need to take action on. And by I need to, meaning I personally want to, nobody's holding me accountable to it except for me. And those are often the most challenging things that we do every day. So I was lying there understanding that there were some things I didn't do yesterday that I needed to get a jump on today. And one of them was, oh my gosh, why I'm doing this live right now is this is also going to be uploaded to my podcast today. If you don't know, the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast is every Monday, Wednesday. Monday, it's a super short, like 5 to 10 minute little mini-sode snippet just to say, hey, you know, a thought for the week. And it's as much for me as it is for you because it just gets me grounded. I actually will record it ahead of time and I'll listen to it myself on a little walk on a Monday morning. And I've heard from others that it's been helpful. And then Wednesdays, very often I'll have guests on the show. I'm currently ramping up to have more guests, which is great. I kind of do seasons where it's more solo chats than others where there are guests. And so I said, ooh, yesterday I had some things planned that I wanted to do, but I actually, the podcast I had scheduled for today, I decided, you know what, I'm going to move that to another date because I felt really so inspired to share a little bit of this message with you on how you can actually experience more pleasure in your life when you put self-care first. You can actually achieve your goals in a different energy than perhaps you ever thought you could. And why not try something different? Because are you super happy with what you're doing right now to achieve the goals, the lifestyle, the impact in the world, help the people you want to help, doing things the way you're doing it? If you are, I am celebrating you. And please share. Oh, I'm getting hot. This is the key to curls, hot. Please share in the comments if you're here now or in the chat now or in the comments if you're watching after the fact. I would love to hear. How are you winning? I want to hear how you're winning. Tell me those things. That's super important. And so I said, I'll just go live. I will sleep a little extra. I'll still get my walk. I have my walk, my lemon water, my collagen, my beautiful food that I have prepared. I haven't done my green juice yet. Went on my walk. I think I said that. Did very short weight exercise, just enough when I stretched. I have mobility. Yay. And I said, I'm just going to do my hair while I'm doing this, and then I'll upload it later. And it's going to be a podcast that's uploaded later. My email's going out later today because I felt so passionately that I wanted to get this message out to you. If you don't get my emails, by the way, they come out on Wednesdays. You can just tap email and I'll put you on the list so you can receive it. And of course, you can stay as long as you choose to stay. And if you feel like opting out, no worries. But you do get a freebie when you do that. And it's actually all about self-care for business. So this is why I wanted to do the hair. And as you can tell, I don't do this often because I'm kind of all over the place with my content. I do apologize. I will hone this in if I choose to do this again. I don't know that I will. And I say I'm a lot when I'm doing my hair, evidently. So the takeaway though is this. I got the extra rest. I got my minimum viable practices in that I'm so passionate about doing. And I'm doing my hair with you so that I could get extra rest. And now my energy is off the charts. I feel so accomplished and it's not even 9 a.m. Eastern time. So these are things that we talk about though, principles like this in the Seasons Collective. And what's really important that is part of my work is community. And so if you want to learn more about the Seasons Collective, just type seasons. I'm telling you to type all these things just so that I can keep track of what I was talking about too. But feel free or DM me. I'm happy to do so. And this is the grand finale. Normally I let it there's one that didn't get totally curled. I normally let my hair get very cool off before I fluff it out, but all good. So, and there you have it. So now this is the grand finale. It's just like some fingers, a little bit more hair coming out. Because, when you curl your hair, you're pulling it kind of. So if you want to hear what comes out on Wednesdays and be reminded of podcast episodes and new things happening in the Seasons Collective, please put email in the comments or in the chat. I will add you to the list or send you the link so you can add yourself to the list. And if you want more information about Seasons Collective, where we are building our big, bold, audacious business babies together in a really relaxed way, as relaxed as we can, in terms of celebrating each other, in terms of doing real life together, in terms of doing conscious marketing, and really speaking our vision from our heart to the people who need to hear it the most, type seasons in the chat or in the comments. And I would be so appreciative to get to know you and to hear what your mission is. What is your big, bold business dream? And that's a finished product. This should last me 4 days. Again, I'll brush it out tomorrow or later or whatever. But I'm so grateful if you have watched this to the end. I mean, I was as curious to see how this would turn out as you may have been, or maybe not, I don't know. Hopefully what we were chatting about was of more interest to you than my hair. But I wish you all the best today. And again, if you're listening to this after the fact on the podcast, go to the show notes. You'll see all the links there. And remember that you are worthy of having pleasure right now in this moment. You do not need to wait until all of your dreams have been realized because, oh my goodness, life is about the journey. Let's enjoy it and let's enjoy it together. Thanks for being here. Have a beautiful rest of your week. Big blessings.